Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Stephanie LaFontaine joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a fundraising event you're taking part in next week for Dana-Farber. This is interesting to me. I don't think I've heard of this one
before. This is so cool.
Yeah. So tell everybody what you're doing for Dana-Farber.
Yeah. So actually, the event is tonight, Wednesday, April 30th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And we're doing a virtual photo gallery to raise money for the Inflammatory Breast Cancer Program at Dana-Farber. It's going to feature some of my underwater scuba diving photography, as well as Dr. Jennifer Bellin, who's a radiation oncologist at Dana-Farber's wildlife photography, thinking lions, polar bears, birds soaring through the air. It's going to be a fun event, and we're going to have some raffles as well as a silent auction during the event.
You got a diagnosis that changed your entire life, but you knew you wanted to continue to take photographs. Can you talk about your diagnosis that all you wanted to do was continue to be able to take pictures underwater?
Yeah, so back in April of 2019, I was diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer, and it was stage 3B. It flipped my life upside down, and my original diagnosing oncologist didn't really have a plan that made sense to me, so I made my way to Dana-Farber, which has one of the few dedicated research programs in the country for inflammatory breast cancer. And after meeting with the oncologist, I asked her if I would still be able to scuba dive when this was over, because that's one of my passions, and she answered with absolutely. And that helped drive me to get through my 19 months of treatment and continue scuba diving today. And now I've been able to take that passion of scuba diving and combine it with a passion of fundraising for the program to help patients today and fund research for the future.
And it's not just a little scuba diving. I mean, you've done over 200 dives, I read, since your diagnosis. Is that right?
Well, actually, that number is up to about 350 now. So, yeah, it's a bit of a passion.
You got old data, bro.
Sorry.
Nothing keeps our girl down. Nothing.
That's a badass hobby, underwater scuba diving photography.
Yeah.
How does one start that, and how close have you been to a shark?
I have had one within about a foot of me, and I actually have a great white shark named after me.
What?
You have a great white shark named after you?
Yes, I do. I was cage diving in Mexico back 7 years ago or so. And if you get pictures of a shark that hasn't been named before, you get to name it.
That is super cool.
That's the greatest bar story of all time. I have a great white shark named after me.
Wait, there's a shark named Stephanie? Because that's hilarious.
Actually, Madame LaFontaine, because I don't have any children, and I'm French.
So. Madame
LaFontaine. I love it so much. Oh, you are an inspiration.
And Dan, if you want to start scuba diving, I might suggest you start in a pool.
I would love to.
It's
I went
lot
cage
of fun.
Diving with sharks on the Cape, but right. I've never gone like full immersive scuba gear.
Yeah, there's a place over not far from us in Charleston. I think it's in like East Somerville or something like that, where you can get PADI certified. Okay, so we want people to donate to you. We have a link to your fundraising if you want to text us here in the studio. 617-655-1234. Again, text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we will share the link to
so
your
fundraiser. So everyone can join tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it should be a fun event. There's raffles and a silent auction as well. It's also kid-friendly, so there's no serious cancer talk, so everybody can enjoy it.
And now you, Stephanie, and Madame LaFontaine, the shark, are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening. Right. Thanks for sharing the story with us. It was nice to talk to you, Stephanie.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can call the Carson. You can call the Carson.
Nailed it.
Can't get those vocals anywhere else.
Nailed it. Yeah,
I'd like to see a streaming app do that. Kempe Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Christina from Haverhill.
Hey, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Christina, can you kick Carson out of the studio and light this candle?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Best of luck to you, Christina.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who is filling in for Kennedy today. You're going to get $100. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Today is National Bugs Bunny Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. Question number two. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama, which is the most Michael Jackson thing ever. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
He was a chimpanzee.
Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution and said he thinks it's great. He noted that it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Miranda Lambert? No, that's not right. I guess I'll just say that.
And question number four. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all of his efforts to protect the environment. Leo has only won one Oscar in his career. For which movie?
Inception.
And question number five. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later, and it still fits, so go Carrie. Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
And let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Ooh, quick feet, quick feet.
Hey.
Do wind sprints in between the two studios.
I did. I've been watching a lot of lacrosse lately. If I was feeling quick this morning.
Welcome back. Christina from Haverhill got 2 out of 5. Correct.
All right. All right. Nice job, Christina.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan. Let's do it.
Today is National Bugs Bunny's Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
That is correct. 1-1. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama.
That checks out.
That's what I said. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
It was a monkey.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, like a chimpanzee.
There you go. 2-2. Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution. He said he thinks it's great. He noted it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
That is correct. 3-2. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all his efforts to protect the environment.
Oh.
Leo has only won one Oscar in his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
What movie was that for?
I think it was The Revenant.
Yes, he had to get attacked by a bear. in order to get that trophy.
That bear kicked his ass. I mean, that was just 2.5 hours of a bear kicking his ass.
Out of all the movies to win for.
It was incredible.
It was just
though.
Bear mauling.
I mean, I cannot imagine the physical demand of that movie.
4-2. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol back in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later. Still fit like a glove.
I saw a photo. It's incredible.
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
So, what do you need?
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
The fourth season.
Oh, fourth season.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't the first.
That was tough.
Because it was Kelly the first season.
That's correct. Mm. Justice for Justin Guarini.
Oh, right.
Carson gets the win 4-2.
Wow.
Christina, we appreciate
those
you playing. I know you're dropping your dog off at doggy daycare. Hope he has a wonderful day.
Oh, we got a prize.
Okay.
We got a prize, real quick. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jay Shetty on May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Christina, what do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Christina from Haverhill, and I can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, you can cock a Carson. You can cock a Carson.
Nailed it.
Can't get those vocals anywhere else.
Nailed it. Yeah.
I'd like to see a streaming app do that. Kempy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Christina from Haverhill.
Hey, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Christina, can you kick Carson out of the studio and light this candle?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Best of luck to you, Christina.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who is filling in for Kennedy today. You're going to get $100. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number 1. Today is National Bugs Bunny Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. Question number 2. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama, which is the most Michael Jackson thing ever. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
He was a chimpanzee.
Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution and said he thinks it's great. He noted that it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Miranda Lambert? No, that's not right. I guess I'll just say that.
And question number 4. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all of his efforts to protect the environment. Leo has only won one Oscar in his career. For which movie?
Inception.
And question number 5. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later, and it still fits, so go Carrie. Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
And let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Ooh, quick feet.
Hey.
Do wind sprints in between the two studios.
I did. I've been watching a lot of lacrosse lately. If I was feeling quick this morning.
Welcome back. Christina from Haverhill got 2 out of 5.
Correct. All right. Nice job, Christina.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan. Let's do it.
Today is National Bugs Bunnies Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
That is correct. 1-1. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama.
That checks out.
That's what I said. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
It was a monkey.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, like a chimpanzee.
There you go. 2-2. Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution. He said he thinks it's great. He noted it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
That is correct. 3-2. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all his efforts to protect the environment.
Oh.
Leo has only won one Oscar in his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
What movie was that for?
I think it was The Revenant.
Yes, he had to get attacked by a bear in order to get that trophy.
That bear kicked his ass. I mean, that was just 2.5 hours of a bear kicking his ass.
Out of all the movies to win for.
It was incredible.
It was just
though.
Bear mauling.
I mean, I cannot imagine the physical demand of that movie.
4-2. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol back in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later. Still fit like a glove.
I saw a photo. It's incredible.
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
So... What do you need it?
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
Fourth season.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't the first.
That was tough.
Because it was Kelly the first season.
That's correct. Mm. Justice for Justin Guarini.
Oh, right.
Carson gets the win 4-2.
Wow.
Christina, we appreciate
those
you playing. I know you're dropping your dog off at doggy daycare. Hope he has a wonderful day.
Oh, we got a prize. Okay.
We got a prize, real quick. Big prize.
You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jay Shetty on May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Christina, what do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Christina from Haverhill, and I can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So a couple of weeks on the show, I shared a story about something that I saw while I was taking Barrett to one of his lacrosse games. This is the audio from that show. I saw this story this morning. I just witnessed this myself. I took Barrett to see a BC High varsity lacrosse game the other day,
yep.
And it was about an hour drive there and back.
Uh-huh.
And on the highway, I saw somebody eating soup.
Like with a spoon or out of a
yes.
thermos?
No, with a spoon and
two
like
hands.
A plastic bowl. And a spoon, and they were eating soup.
It's right up there with watching TV or reading a book.
I watched a woman read an entire romance novel on 93 while she was going like 80. And I mean like shirtless Fabio guy on the cover, paperback, turning the pages.
What is wrong with you people?
So this month is this whole like national distracted driving awareness
yep.
month thing. Getting ready while driving, about 27% of drivers admit to doing this.
At stoplights only.
Eating while driving. And it isn't just snacking. 72% of people who eat while driving admit they are eating some risky meals like barbecued ribs or a bowl of hot soup.
Who's eating ribs while your steering wheel is going to look like a murder scene? That's insane. That's insane behavior.
People are wild when they drive.
I'll eat like nuggets and dip them while I'm driving.
It's
wild to me
that you will take money from a bank, paying it off for 3 years with interest in whatever, and you treat your car like that. Like, oh, if I wreck it, whatever.
Who's bringing a rack of baby back ribs into their car?
Just a
what
weird
type
flex.
Of lunatic?
617-655-1234.
Still funny.
You can call or text, you know, if you've seen something like that wild on the streets. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're the one doing the distracted driving.
Yeah, it was about over 10 years ago I did it, but I was to be a pro at it. My daughter used to love milk, and I used to have to travel with a gallon of milk with me and her cup, and I would use the side of my arms and my elbow to steer while I would be on the highway, and I would unscrew her cup and fill the cup with the gallon of milk and screw it on and hand it to her and put the gallon of milk back down.
Would you go on long drives with a gallon of milk in the car?
Sometimes. I would have, like, a cooler and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, sometimes, yeah. Like, this happened for about probably 2 or 3 years. This had to happen because she was a big milk drinker, had to have milk.
Right.
That's a lot of knee and elbow
she's
driving.
15 now.
We have a little thing that goes in your cup holder. Lana loves the sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's the best sauce.
And it clips into the air conditioning vent on the car that you can put the sauce there so that you can eat your nuggets and not get into an accident or spill the sauce.
I have a certain space in my console that's perfect for sauce when I get a 10-piece.
Right. Well, a 10-piece is okay, but eating ribs.
Ribs is bananas. Like, yeah.
Thank you, Heather, by the way. And making a bowl of cereal is also pretty wild.
Driving around everywhere with a gallon of milk in the car is interesting.
Kevin is from Beverly. I don't think we're going to get anything stranger than this. Kevin, what did you say while you were driving?
So while we were stuck in traffic on Route 9 heading to Boston, Framingham, we could hear a little guitar serenade and looked over, and there was a gentleman driving an old van, just rocking away, sitting in his chair, playing acoustic guitar.
What? In the passenger seat?
No, driver's seat. One driver, no passengers, just playing away. me and the guys I was riding with didn't miss a beat. We all held our lighters up, stuck in traffic, enjoying the serenade.
Impromptu jam band, let's go.
It was great.
Is the neck of the guitar sticking out the window? Because it's like a guitar's long.
I think he was left-handed, if I remember correctly. It was a few years back, but he looked very comfortable. It was definitely not the first time he pulled together a one-man band.
Did you know what he was playing?
You know, it wasn't Stairway to Heaven, I can tell you that.
No, it was definitely Wonderwall, Dan.
It could have been. He was either putting together an original piece or just passing the time.
Oh, my God, so good. All right, thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Cheryl's from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. What did you see people were doing while driving?
I saw a guy shaving. And he was fully lathered and doing the whole facial twitching his face side to side and his nose and all that.
That's a man who was very late for an important meeting.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the water from to rinse it off?
He must have a glass in the cup holder that he's dipping the razor in.
I know. I was like, one quick turn and he's going to slice his face. I'm like, oh my.
And you actually have another one, right, real quick?
I do, because I've been commuting a long time. I saw someone with a newspaper splayed across their steering wheel.
Yeah, I see that one a lot.
That's the original texting and driving.
Right.
That is scary. That's
I always like when you see they have the book or the Kindle right on the steering wheel, right? And they're just flipping through reading while in traffic.
I see so much, and I ride a motorcycle too, and so you really focus on the driver, and
I used to have a motorcycle when I was younger, and I won't get another one because it's changed so much where everyone's just looking on their phone and not paying attention now. If you get rear-ended, it's game over.
Absolutely. I totally get you. It's a scary world out there.
Cheryl's a badass, Dan.
Cooler than us, that's for sure.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks, Cheryl.
You too, thanks.
We got a text, Dan, from the 339 as a personal insurance agent. This segment is making me twitch.
Sorry about that.
Think anybody will be able to beat the guitar player?
You know, it's a crazy world out there, and I have hope.
617-655-1234. Craziest thing you've seen somebody do while driving, if it's better than playing guitar.
Well, someone's got a royal flush out there. Talk to us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I really don't know why we're like this. Why we can't just... why we can't just not do ridiculous things when we are in the car driving, right? You drive a lot. You commute a lot. I spent about 2.5 hours in the car last week taking Barrett to a lacrosse game.
Lax dad things.
Yeah. I was taking him to watch the varsity team, you know, get him, see you know, the difference between eighth grade lacrosse and varsity lacrosse.
Sure. There's levels to this game.
Yeah. And there was a guy in the car next to me and eating soup, like out of a big container soup. And I'm just like, what are we doing with our lives? What are we doing?
That's just a wild move. You have to stop short. You're wearing hot soup.
And then somebody just called a minute ago and said a guy was playing guitar. And I was like, okay, the soup is not that bad.
I mean, there's a certain level of talent to that you have to respect.
Yeah. Yeah, he was apparently a lefty because otherwise that guitar neck is sticking out the window. Anyway, Sharon is from Milford, 617-655-1234. What'd you see a woman doing?
I saw a woman painting her nails.
Yeah, what? How do you?
I feel like we've all seen women painting their nails on the road. You guys do your makeup while driving a fair amount.
Yeah, makeup was one thing.
Yeah, that's different though. But this woman, you know that part where Route 9 and Natick goes into with a McDonald's, there's always accidents there.
Yep, it's because women are painting their nails.
And she just has one hand on the dashboard and the other one painting away. Sharon with her elbow.
Women are the worst, aren't they, Sharon?
Nope.
Thank you.
You're lucky Kennedy's not here.
Anne Marie is from Groveland. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So I was driving to New Hampshire, and I saw this woman, like she was jerking in and out of her lane. And when I went to go past her, she was painting her nails.
Probably the same woman.
It's bad enough as it is,
right.
But she had three kids, and they were jumping from the second to third seat while she was doing this. So when I got to the toll booth, I went through the pay line, and I told them so they could call the police because her kids were jumping in and out of their seats, and she's all over the road.
I get so mad when I see that. When I see kids jumping around, I actually saw this yesterday, and I just looked at this woman. There were two kids in the back seat, probably 6 and 7 years old, and they were just jumping around and everything. Now, we were in like bumper-to-bumper traffic in the city, but I was judging her.
Oh, yeah, you gave her a mean glare.
I did. Why are your kids not restrained? I was judging her.
I'm sure she's still thinking about it today.
I know. She could tell the way I just looked at her, you know? You ever do that, Dan? Look at someone. Just like, you're the worst.
I've used some hand signals to people in the car before.
Rachel's from Wakefield. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What did you see somebody do while they were driving?
Well, I had two things, but now I have three because the woman behind me was just like, looked like she was popping zits with her visor down.
We got to look good for work.
Yeah. Not kidding. Full on, yeah. But my two favorites, I've seen people doing all kinds of things, all the things. One, I saw a guy reading a paperback book while he was driving.
Yeah,
like he had it in front of him on the steering wheel,
right,
reading it. And then the other one was I saw a woman had her phone on the dash, and she was FaceTiming someone, and it looked like they were having a screaming match. Maybe it wasn't a match because it looked like she might have been doing all the screaming. Her arms were flailing, and she was like pointing at the phone, like you, blah blah blah. It was. I was like, wow. Okay, Jerry Springer in a car.
You are not the mother.
That's Maury.
Oh, sorry. My mistake.
And it's you're not the father.
You ever seen somebody with an iPad watching a movie?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that, too. Let's see. Kathy's from Plymouth. What did you see?
Good morning. I saw a kid smoking a weed pipe, like lighting it where you need both hands.
Yeah,
so he had to have been driving with his steering with his knees, but it was a windy back road.
Yeah, well, so Kathy, I don't think you understand. Driving is stressful.
I commute 70 miles a day. I get that.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's still operating under the influence, whether or not it's legal.
I mean, sometimes you just like, have to blaze one, Kathy.
Yeah, but I can't drink a beer on the way to work.
You can if you're cool. No, I'm kidding. Don't get
jokes. Me. Jokes.
Don't call Sal.
Nature's tough.
We're kidding. Where's Kennedy to save us? All right. Thank you. One more real quick. Let's see. Is this Ashley from Bridgewater?
This is.
All right. What did you see somebody eating?
Somebody eating a noodle bowl and what I would assume like lo mein or something like that.
Oh, that's.
I just don't understand how.
That's talent. To be able to eat lo mein?
Yeah.
Did they have their chopsticks?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a fork.
I can't use chopsticks seated at a table, let alone driving.
No, seriously. Well, driving, that'd be ridiculous.
I have to, at the Chinese restaurant, I have to be like, can I have a fork, please? I'm super white.
I want to see the guy playing the guitar, though.
Mm-hmm. Another guy called in, but he got hung up on before the break started. But he said he's a truck driver, so he's in a tractor trailer like 12 hours a day.
He's got to see some things.
And last week, he saw a woman driving with her knees because she was having an argument on FaceTime.
Yeah.
But she was speaking sign language. Oh. So she had no hands on the wheel because she was arguing in sign language while she was driving.
Now, I'll allow that.
The level of talent.
Right. Yeah.
Tell somebody where to go with your hands while you're on the highway.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer a castle. You can conquer a castle. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what is up to Lauren from Hopkinton.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
You know, without Kennedy, it's a struggle.
Show's never been smoother. Lauren, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure thing. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who's filling it for Kennedy. We are going to give you $100, which ain't a bad way to start a Wednesday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. A Karate Kid training simulator is coming to Roblox on Friday to get kids interested in Karate Kid's Legends, which is coming out. Who was Daniel's son sensei in The Karate Kid?
Jackie Chan.
I need a name.
I don't know his name.
All right, question number two. 86 years ago today, Lou Gehrig played his 2,130th consecutive baseball game, which was a record. But it was his last because his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease to keep going. Lou Gehrig's disease is also known as what? That spawned the Ice Bucket Challenge?
ALS.
Question number three. Christy Brinkley says she hesitated to include stories of Billy Joel's drinking problems in her new memoir. Quote, it demonstrates what I was up against, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends. Can you finish the opening lyric to this Billy Joel song?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to have to deduct points because you're also a music teacher.
I know. It's okay.
Question number four. Johnny Galecki is 50 years old today. He played Leonard in The Big Bang Theory. What is the name of the university all the guys work at on The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
Well, that would help with this question.
It would. It totally would. I will say UC Berkeley.
And finally, the director of Freakier Friday begged the original Freaky Friday star from the 70s, Jodie Foster, to do a cameo in the new one, but she declined. In the 2003 version, how do Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis switch bodies? What happened?
They're out for Chinese food and they read the fortune cookie and then they switch bodies in the restaurant.
Hey, we found your wheelhouse at the end there. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
passion.
So, Lauren, I know that you are an elementary school music teacher, and that today is your birthday.
Hey. It is.
Are you going to make your students do happy birthday on the recorder for you?
Hot cross no buns way. Is out. Hot cross buns is out. Recorder is out. No recorder.
What are they playing now? Recorder is a staple.
My kids love to play. We do the ukulele instead.
Oh, that's much cooler. Okay. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Lauren from Hopkinton.
Yes.
She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Great job. Nice work.
Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. A Karate Kid training simulator is coming to Roblox on Friday to get kids interested in Karate Kid's Legends, which is coming out soon.
Okay.
Who was Daniel-san's sensei in The Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi.
That is correct. Mr. Miyagi, 1-0. 86 years ago today, Lou Gehrig played his 2,130th consecutive baseball game, which was a then record. Mm-hmm. But it was also his last because his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Gehrig's disease is also known as what that spawned the Ice Bucket Challenge?
ALS.
That is correct.
Which is trending again.
Yeah, I saw the Ice Bucket Challenge is coming back.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, the more money you can raise.
Yep.
Question three. Christy Brinkley says she hesitated to include stories of Billy Joel's drinking problems in her new memoir. Quote, it demonstrates what I was up against, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends. Can you finish the opening lyric to this Billy Joel song?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Drinking his tonic and gin, nursing his tonic and gin, making love to his tonic and gin.
There we go.
I knew it was there somewhere.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah. Okay.
3-1. Question four. Johnny Galecki turns 50 today. He played Leonard in The Big Bang Theory. What is the name of the university all of the guys work at on The Big Bang Theory?
No idea. Never watched the show.
Thank you for not wasting my time. 3-1. It is Caltech.
Caltech?
Yep.
Is that an actual school?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all wicked smart. 3-1. Question number 5.
No, I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, you still have. Oh, yeah, 2-1. I gave you Billy Joel. What am I doing?
I'll take it.
It's harder to keep track when I'm over here hosting. I see your struggle. 2-1.
Yes.
The director of Freakier Friday begged the original Freaky Friday star from the 70s, Jodie Foster, to do a cameo in the new movie, but she said, nah, bro, you good?
I'm good.
In the 2003 version, how do Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis switch bodies? What happens?
Oh, they get into a, isn't it like a fight at a Chinese restaurant or something?
I need you to be a little more specific.
What if
they're in a Chinese restaurant, but that's not what happens. There's a thing that makes them switch bodies.
A fortune cookie.
There you go.
Okay.
3-2.
Wow. That was good.
Carson gets the W.
Yeah, that's wild.
Lauren.
Those were hard.
I'm sorry that we cannot give you Sal's money on your day of birth.
That's okay. That's okay.
Where do you teach, Lauren?
I'm a music teacher.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Where?
Yeah, thank
you. Are you allowed to say? Is it a secret?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Don't
say. Are all the kids spies? What's going on?
I don't know.
She doesn't want the smoke when she gets to school.
That's fine.
Miss Lauren, did I hear you on the radio lose today?
And we also have a wonderful parting gift for you, like any good game show would.
Yes. Congratulations. You have won yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus cards.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Lauren, what do you want to say to Carson?
My name is Lauren from Hopkinton, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Jordan Hudson is a name you probably didn't think you would need to know. A year ago, she's been dating Bill Belichick for a little while now, and there's been a lot happening with the relationship. A lot of people are like, she is getting way too involved in every aspect of his life and controlling him in a way that is unusual in what we've seen in Bill Belichick.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on that's very un-Bill Belichick-like for the last 25 years that we knew him.
She's 24, he's 73.
Yeah.
Which is a huge age gap.
Almost 50 years.
And what it must be like for somebody in their 20s dating somebody in their 70s.
What do they have in common?
617-655-1234. Tim, your sister married a guy how much older than her?
23 years.
And what was that like when you first found out?
I was like, what? Is he cradle robbing or something? Like, that's ridiculous.
And how long did it take for your family to accept him in the relationship?
It took a couple of years. Yeah. It took a while, but he's like part of the family now. I mean, he has older children from another marriage, and they're like, I think they're 9 years younger than my sister or something like that.
Oh, so he has kids that are younger than his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Only by a couple of years.
Right. Did you feel like it was for money at the beginning of the relationship?
No, God, no. Because I actually worked with the guy before, so I already knew the guy.
Right.
I just had no idea that they were in a relationship.
Right. I mean, a lot of people are obviously saying with the Jordan Hudson of it all that, you know, maybe she's in it for the money.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know her motives, but I think it's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fair question.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair question.
So we have Michelle, who is from Whitman, and are you dating much older? Is that what you're doing?
I am a woman who dates much younger.
You are the Bill Belichick.
I'm not 50 years younger. That's no.
Okay.
Well, it's good you have a line. 50 feels like a lot.
So before we get into why, on average, how much younger are the guys that you're dating?
Generally, like 8 to 10 years younger.
Okay.
My fiance is 16 years younger. That's the largest gap I've done.
You got Carson
and
beat.
It was, I do have Carson beat.
Yeah, because half the year we're 12 years, and the other half we're 13 years.
That's not bad. Okay. I was 40, and he was 24 when we got together, and it was a big joke. It was my midlife crisis.
Okay. And 40 and now, 24 is a big difference in where you're at in your lives, for sure.
It is, but it's funny because he's an old soul, and I'm, like, very young at heart. I always say I had my first daughter when I was 20, so my whole 20s was motherhood.
Right.
I had four kids between 20 and 28. So now I'm like, okay, they're all adults now. I can live how 20-year-olds live. So it works out.
And do you have any kids that are his age?
Well, funny enough, I initially, when we started talking, I wanted to set him up with my oldest daughter, who is 4 years younger than him.
Hold on. Did you just say your fiance went on a date with your daughter?
No, I tried setting them up. I talked to him about dating her because I was kind of like, oh, you're like this really great, sweet guy. You should date my daughter. And he was like, I only date older women.
And I'm looking right at you.
Oh, all righty.
Let's go.
Yeah. So 7 years later, here we are. And getting married next summer and life is good.
Did you get any weird looks from the family at all when you first started coming around as a 40-year-old woman when he's only 24? Did his family embrace you, or are they like, who's this woman?
Initially, his family, his mom was very like, I don't want to know her. He previously, I guess, had dated somebody older who had children, and she was unemployed, and she relied on him for paying her bills and, you know. And I was like, nope, I'm self-sufficient. I don't need him to help me out in any aspect, you know, that was it. And after about 6 months, she finally met me, and she's amazing. She absolutely loves me. She loves my kids.
I remember when I met Lana's mom, and I was 30, like I said, 32, Lana was, or I was 33, Lana was 22, or something like that. And she was not happy. She was, you know, I was divorced, two kids. She's like, you are not dating this guy. And Lana almost immediately told her, like, he's the one. And it took many, many years for Mimi to get over for sure. Well, that's great. Well, I'm happy for you. We're happy you're happy. And best of luck on the wedding, too.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, The Dirty is brought to you by FineMassMoney.gov. Are Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson engaged, Dan?
God, you think so?
There's a ring.
I just can't imagine Bill dropping a one knee and be like, baby.
All right, we'll get to that and just hold that for a second. We're going to start first with Karen Reed. Of course, most of you know, but if you don't, Karen Reed is charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating a vehicle under the influence and leaving the scene. She, of course, is accused of striking John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, with her SUV in 2022 and then leaving him to die in the snow outside of a house party in Canton, Mass. Her defense team has said she is the victim of a vast police conspiracy and that O'Keefe was fatally beaten by another law enforcement officer at an after party. Tuesday was a big day in the Karen Reed trial with key prosecution witness Jennifer McCabe taking the stand. And there was also a major ruling on controversial defense witnesses. So a mistrial was declared last year after the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. We all know that. Day six of the trial yesterday, they're continuing to cross-examine this forensic expert. And I have to tell you, it's really hard to keep up with because of all of the information that he is trying to share digitally.
Right.
And then also explain it to all of us like we're fifth graders, because we are when it comes to this technology.
Sure. And I imagine just the amount of information being thrown at you at once. Right. It's like trying to drink out of a fire hose.
And then trying to put it all together in a seamless manner that you can understand, using this technology of this phone and this technology of that phone, and we can determine that all of these things happen, right? A big part of this right now is the temperature of the phone. That is something that was not in the first trial, is that the phone gets cold, which would lend itself to being outside.
Sure.
As opposed to the defense saying the phone went inside where it would be warm. And the phone temperature drops significantly between like midnight and 6 a.m.
So they have access to what your phone temperature was?
Yes.
Every hour of the day from
absolutely.
That long ago?
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Wow, we are real on the grid.
So as far as what happened with McCabe and the cell phones, Reed's defense claims that O'Keefe went into the home on Fairview Road the night before he was discovered unresponsive outside in the snow. But this forensic expert testified Monday that O'Keefe's cell phone data indicates that he never went inside the house. Then McCabe was called. She was a family friend of John O'Keefe and was out with him and Reed before O'Keefe was fatally wounded, as well as being with Reed when she found O'Keefe's body. Reed's team alleges she was part of the cover-up. Her testimony was among the most intense in the first trial, and then court ended yesterday with the judge, Beverly Cannoni, allowing the defense to use their crash reconstruction experts, but gave them a stern warning about their repeated and deliberate violations of rules and orders. You know, there was an issue last time because it wasn't disclosed of who was paying for what. She said, I expect counsel to comply all rulings and rules of the court and all rules of professional conduct and no nonsense.
I really need to do a deep dive. I feel so uninformed on this trial. But let me ask you this. Do you think the retrial has captured like the hearts and minds of the Commonwealth as much as the original trial?
Absolutely.
You think it's equally as hot?
And brought in a lot of new people. Yeah, that's what I think. All right, let's get on to the inane. The Foxborough drama's heating up, Dan. Off the field with Bill Belichick, the legendary.
Oh, that's North Carolina drama now. Mike Vrabel's our coach.
I know, legendary NFL coach and now the head coach of the University of North Carolina, known for his stoic sideline demeanor and hoodie game. is again at the center of a spicy scandal involving his much younger girlfriend. So we all saw the clip when he was on the CBS Morning News over the weekend. And Jordan Hudson interrupted the interview apparently on several occasions. The clip that we've all seen is the one where they ask about how they met. And she from the sideline says, nope, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a fluff interview to promote his new book.
Right.
It wasn't like a hard-hitting piece.
Well, she released an email yesterday on social media, allegedly written by Bill Belichick. And let's just say it reads more like bad ChatGPT than it does Bill Belichick. We know that Bill loves to use terms like hype train, right, Dan? Because that's what he says. This is just one paragraph at the end. I have at times reluctantly gone along with the title, cover, and language in the book. I'm not going to be the conductor of a hype train in the book promotion. We have enough hype to work with. I hope we can get on the same page in promoting the book authentically. Does that sound like Bill Belichick, Dan?
I don't know who Bill Belichick is anymore. He's doing like poses on the beach for Instagram pictures.
Right.
He's dressing up funny in costumes. I don't know who is this fluffy new Bill Belichick.
So she posted this on her Instagram along with the thing, a comment that says full statement to be released later today. We haven't gotten the full statement yet. And all of the comments were just like, hey, blink twice, Bill, if you're not okay. We know Bill didn't write this. That was yesterday. Today, the comments are off. You cannot comment on this anymore. So she turned her comments off. Also, is she sporting a ring on that finger? Just days after that interview with Bill Belichick that made headlines for all the wrong reasons, Jordan Hudson was spotted wearing a ring on that all-important finger. In photos made public yesterday, the influencer was seen wearing a diamond ring while sitting with Bill Belichick at an American Museum of Natural History luncheon that was in New York City. Neither has commented yet on the bling.
You know, it's not my relationship. If they're happy, whatever. But yeah, it's all a little weird. All of it is kind of weird. The age gap, how she's suddenly like running operations of the football team.
Yes.
If Bill's happy and she's happy, whatever, not my business. It's all kind of weird.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So with Kennedy out, we're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson. Fire that jingle, Dan.
Boo!
I didn't go exactly how I planned it.
You can't conquer Carson. Was that not a powerful enough launch sound?
No.
For your... Cannon's ready, sir. Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Gisella from Maynard.
Hello, good morning. Is it Gisella or Dazella?
Gisella.
Dazella. All right.
Oh, there's a D. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Dazella. Good morning.
No, it's a G. It's a G like girl.
Gisella.
Yes.
Gisella. Awesome. What is the origin of that name? That's beautiful.
I'm Spanish, but I think my dad got it from Germany, Gisela.
Oh, like Gisela. I gotcha. All right. Yeah.
What is the origin of Carson?
You ever see TRL?
Gisella, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Yes. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Gisella.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Gal Gadot is 40 years old today. She plays Wonder Woman. She's also Giselle in the Fast and Furious movies and the Evil Queen in Snow White. In the original animated version of Snow White, how does the Evil Queen kill Snow White?
Poison apple.
Question number two. Kirsten Dunst is 43 today. She was Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy and had a starring role in this hit movie. Take a listen and name it for me.
I said, burn! It's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere. I said, burn! It's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere.
Can you name that movie?
I want to say Bring It.
Is that your final answer?
No, it's all I got, but I know it's something about the cheerleaders. Oh, God.
All right, question number three. Kerry Washington is developing a new version of the Desperate Housewives, and it's going to be named after the street the housewives live on. What is that street called in Desperate Housewives?
I have no idea on that one.
All right, and question number four. Katy Perry says when the online world tries to make her a human piñata, she accepts it with grace and sends her love because the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and unhealed people. What is the name of the daughter she and Orlando Bloom share together?
Daisy.
And question number five. Ciara and Russell Wilson threw their daughter a Wicked-themed birthday party, and Cynthia Erivo made an appearance on FaceTime to sing a few notes of Defying Gravity. In that song, she sings, "If you care to find me, look blank."
Look at the sky? I don't know.
I mean, you're closer than you think. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
All right, how do you think you did?
Two, maybe.
Excuse me.
You're very self-aware. Welcome back, Carson.
Yes.
Gazella from Maynard, she got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, good
which
job.
Which is exactly what she thought she did.
All right.
Are you ready?
I think so. Nervous.
No. Why are you nervous now?
Because if she got two, I'm like, how many am I going to get? One?
Question one, let's find out together.
Okay.
Gal Gadot is 40 years old today. She is Wonder Woman, and she's also the Evil Queen in the new Snow White movie.
Okay.
In the original animated version of Snow White, how does the Evil Queen kill Snow White?
Isn't it like a poisonous apple or something?
That is correct. A poison apple. Question two, Kirsten Dunst is 43 today. She was Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy and had a starring role in this movie. Take a listen in the name of the movie.
I said, "Bird, it's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere. I said, bird, it's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere."
I'm just drawing a blank. I want to say Bring It On, but I know it's not Bring It On. I don't know.
Do you have a final answer?
I don't. Bring It On. Really? Wow. I just tried to talk myself out of that answer.
I was like, I'm just going to let him just not say it, but not say it. Is that right? 2-1. Question number three. Yeah, you were so close, Gazella. It's not Bring It. It's Bring It On. You're missing one word. Kerry Washington is developing a new version of the Desperate Housewives, and it's going to be named after the street the housewives live on. What is that street called?
Oh, Wisteria Lane, Dan. Love that show back in the day.
Say that one you knew without a pause.
Oh, I love that show. That was a show. That was good.
I've never seen an episode.
Oh, so bad and so good at the same time.
3-1. Question number four. Katy Perry says that when the online world tries to make her a human piñata, she accepts it with grace and sends her love, saying the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and unhealed people.
Facts. Put it on mute, girl.
What is the name of the daughter she and Orlando Bloom share?
Daisy.
Daisy is correct. She even brought a little Daisy up
right,
into space.
In Blue Origin.
4-2. Question number five. Ciara and Russell Wilson threw their daughter a Wicked-themed birthday party, and Cynthia Erivo made an appearance on FaceTime to sing a couple bars of Defying Gravity, which is a nice get for a party if you can swing it.
Yeah.
In that song, she sings, "If you care to find me, look blank."
I think I'm just going to... It's like Western Sky or something, but I don't think that's
if
right.
If you care to find me, look blank. I need the full lyric.
If you care to find me, look to the Western Sky. No! Let's go!
He has left his chair and is doing a victory dance in the studio. Always modest and humble.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got a musical question right.
A true veteran who acts like he's been there before when he gets a question right.
Absolutely not. I don't know that I've ever gotten 5 out of 5, Dan. Kennedy, when she gets 5 out of 5, she goes, "Woohoo!" Me, I'm dancing around the studio like an idiot.
Well, unfortunately, Gazella, we cannot give you the win, but we do appreciate you playing.
Yes, you did fantastic. Those were really
hard
questions.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes, I am Gazella from Maynard, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.